Developers presented much of the same design for the Cherry project to council members. It calls for up to 300 residential units with ground-level retail, a 225-room hotel, and a 7,000-square-foot parking lot to be built on 2 acres. There's just one small change. The height of the building was reduced from 106 feet to 100 feet. Councilmember Patsy Kinsey represents the Cherry neighborhood near Uptown and cast the only no vote. She says some aspects of the project, such as the parking lot, do not comply with the plan the council approved for Cherry 3 years ago.
The parking deck did go over the limit and into a residential portion of the property. That was on the back toward the Cherry community.
And you think that's going to have a negative impact on that community?
Yes, I think it could.
Some Cherry residents filed a protest petition with the council saying the project was too large for the community. Kinsey says ignoring the plan that was approved to preserve Cherry's character sets a bad precedent.
We've got communities like Cherry all around the ring of Uptown. And if we're not careful, all of those neighborhoods are going to be totally decimated. And that's not good for our city.
Many longtime Cherry residents who rented small bungalows built in the early 1900s have been displaced in recent years as their homes were torn down and replaced with large, expensive houses. District 3 Councilmember Lawana Mayfield says she understands the concerns the community has about changes Cherry has experienced. But she says she supported the new project because more than 100 units of affordable housing are planned for two other sites in Cherry. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.